好，我们请在座所有的妈妈站起来，我们谢谢你们。
Can we ask all the mothers to please stand? We want to thank you.
来，孩子们都回头看看你们的妈妈哈，我们感谢神。
We praise the Lord.
请坐。
Please be seated.
绝对不会有人来访问我，如果我当妈妈会怎样？
How come no one interview me? What would I be if I were a mother?
连神也没有照着他的主权让我当妈妈。
Even with God's sovereignty, He did not make me a mother.
因为我知道我不配当一个妈妈。
Because I know I'm not worthy to be a mother.
因为当一个妈妈，她需要有非常非常深的一个爱跟牺牲的爱。
Because a mother needs a very deep sacrificial love.
她能够舍己，能够忍耐，能够在这里默默无声的为全家摆上。
That she would be willing to sacrifice, to persevere, and then to silently offer up herself.
放在书上的伟人很多。
There are a lot of great people in the books.
但是在神眼中宝贵的妇女，在他的心中，我相信很多人我们都不知道的。
But I'm sure there are a lot of people that we do not know. A lot of women are very precious in God's eyes.
我们中间还有很多的妈妈没有被访问到，不要难过啊。
Please don't be sad if mothers did not get interviewed.
我相信我们所有在主面前，我们的真实，我们的价值是在神的眼中。
I'm sure our true value is in the eyes of God.
将来我们会继续可能有机会来访问不同的母亲。
Maybe in the future we'll have more chances to interview other mothers.
但是我相信大家从刚才这些母亲们的见证，我们心里面都有一个很深的感触。
I'm sure we were all very touched by the video, by the testimony.
就是这一批神家的默默无声无名的英雄。
See these.Unknown heroes in God's house.
他们花了很多的时间在这里为神家培养孩子。
Because they spend a lot of time to raise up children for God's house.
刚才像寿师母说的，最辛苦的还不是在于外面的辛劳，而是里面的。
Like a sister Shou says, the most difficult part is not the physical fatigue.
连孩子都到了五十岁的时候，还是没有办法不担心啊。
Even when her kids became 50 years old, she would still worry about her children.
我看到我爸爸妈妈，连我哥哥到了七十岁的他还在担心。
I saw my parents. They even worry about my brother when he turned 70 years old.
所以孩子们，我告诉你，你们真有福哈。
So children, let me tell you, you're so blessed.
连你的父母离开世界最后一口气之前，他们都爱着你们，为你们祷告的。
Because your parents will love you to the last until the last breath.Your last breath on earth.
我们感谢神让我们来世界上走这么一趟。
We really thank God for our journey on earth.
在地上有很多的事情吸引我们。
Yes, there are many things in this world that will attract us.
有很多的事情我们也想去做。
And a lot of things we want to do.
但是每一个人在神主宰的安排底下，我们都有我们特殊的角色。
But everyone, out of God's sovereignty, we have our unique role in this world.
我相信我们在座所有人都知道，我们人生中的第一个决定就不是我们决定的。
Because we all know that we did not make our first decision in life.
是神帮我们挑谁是我们的父母。
Because God had chosen for us who were our parents.
是神把我们摆在那个家庭里面。
And God placed us in that family.
弟兄姊妹，我知道我们地上所有人际的关系，几乎是人生中所有的价值里面最重要的一环。
Because we know that our relationship is the most important thing of our life.
你几乎不会听到有一个人，当他要咽下人生中最后一口气的时候，
almost no one at their deathbed will say.
他会在那里说后悔，说哎呀，我没有拿到博士学位。
That this person will regret that he never got his PhD degree.
哎呀，我没有当董事长。
Or I never became a CEO.
我没有成为一个有钱的人。
Or I never became a wealthy man.
几乎所有的人，如果他有懊悔的话，都懊悔在关系中。
If there's any regret for anyone, it will always, almost always be.On relationships.
懊悔他们跟神的关系，懊悔他们跟人的关系。
They will feel regret about their relationship with God or with men.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都扮演了好几个角色的。
Dear brothers and sisters, we all play many roles in life.
我们是孩子。
Yes, we are a child.
有一天，我们可能成为丈夫和妻子。
And one day we will become husband or wife.
有一天，我们可能成为父亲跟母亲。
Or parents.
现在我又多了一个 抬头变成祖父了。
And now I'm even a grandfather.
弟兄姊妹，这些角色当神把它量给我们的时候，
When God gave us these roles,
这是我们人生中最重要的价值。
And that is the most valuable the most precious value of our life.
就是我们如何在神所给我们的角色中，能够活出神在我们身上的托付。
That we can complete the commission that God has given us through the roles.
我如何在我的角色中，让神透过这个特殊的角色，让我成为别人的祝福。
That through these unique roles, I can become a blessing for others.
所以弟兄姊妹，一方面我们要非常非常珍惜我们周围的亲人。
Yes, so therefore we ought to cherish our family and relatives.
那是神特别量给我们的。
Because God has specially given to us.
诗篇139篇说，连我们在地上的日子一天都还没有过，神已经全部写在他的册子上。
Psalm 139 says,God has already recorded our days on His book, even without us passing.
所以我们的父母、我们的配偶、我们的孩子这些东西，全在神伟大的计划里面。
So, our parents, our spouses, our children—they're all part of God's grand plan.
所以，一面我们要特别珍惜他，从神的手中接过他。
Yes, we ought to cherish these relationships and receive from God.
但是另外一方面，我们也希望弟兄姊妹知道。
Yeah, on the other hand, I hope brothers and sisters will know.
整个万有的受造，所有人的受造，都是为了神的荣耀。
All creation in this universe is for God's glory.
是为了他永远的旨意，有永恒的价值。
It's for His eternal will and for eternal purpose.
所以圣经上说，神是从永远到永远，从过去的无限到未来的无限。
Therefore, God, Bible says God.God is from eternity to eternity.
所以时间只是中间出现那么短短一段。
And time is only a brief segment of that eternity.
在时间的里面，神创造万有。
Within that frame of time, God created the universe.
在时间的里面，神创造的地，创造的人。
Within that frame of time, God created earth, created man.
然后在你我短短的这一生里面，神创造了你。
And in that short, a brief moment, God created you and me.
所以我们也要从永恒的角度来看，所有的关系都是暂时的。
Therefore, from the eternal point of view, all relationships are temporary.
当我这个人死掉了，结束的时候，我进到永远里面去了。
When the moment I die and I enter into eternity.
所以今天我们在地上也不要被这样子的关系伤害到、影响到我们跟神之间在神眼中的角色和价值。
Therefore, we ought to be watchful that we will not let these temporary relationships to hurt our relationship with God.
所以为什么说孩子是神托付给我们的
？Therefore, we say children are God's commission to us.
一面是神给我们的礼物，是耶和华所赐的产业。
Yes, they are the gifts and inheritance from the Lord.
那另外一方面，我们不过是个管家，我们替神在这里照管神托给我们的孩子。
Yet on the other hand, we are but stewards. We are taking care of what God has entrusted us.
而且这种父母兄弟的关系决定不仅止于肉身上的。
And I'm sure these parental and brotherly relationships they're not just limited to physical relationships.
所以为什么我今天的主讲到题目我用了耶稣十架七言的第三句哈，母亲看你的儿子，然后对着约翰说，看你的母亲。
That is why I have this title, behold your son and behold your mother. That's what Jesus said on the cross.
我们知道玛利亚不是约翰的母亲。
Because we know that Mary was not Jesus' mother.
约翰不是玛利亚的儿子。
And John was not the son of Mary.
而在主耶稣走之前，主把这个关系把他们摆在一起。
But yet, before Jesus departed, he put together this relationship for them.
那是讲到一个属灵的关系，一个永恒的关系。
And that is a spiritual relationship, an eternal relationship.
是在神旨意里面的一个特殊的关系。
And that is a special relationship in God's will.
就是我们在属灵里面，在生命里面，我们有父子的关系。
Yeah, that means in spiritual realms that we can have parent and child relationship.
所以刚刚于师母在结束的时候特别说到，希望所有的母亲、所有的父母都为神家培育出敬虔的后代。
That is why Pastor Nancy in the video concluded that she hopes that all parents will raise up.Spiritual children in God's house.
一面我们为着神在肉身上给我们的后代，我们要好好的培养他。
Yes, we have to raise our own natural children well.
另外一方面，我们所有的弟兄姊妹都应该在主的面前要有自己的后代。
But yet, every one of us We ought to have our spiritual offsprings.
要在属灵上为神家生孩子，为神家养孩子。
That we will give birth and raise up children for God's house.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到多少属灵的弟兄姊妹们为神家培养出这么好的器皿。
We have seen so many spiritual brothers and sisters. They raise up precious vessels for God's house.
然后很多人终身没有结婚的。
And some of them they never marry in their lifetime.
可是这些没有丈夫的，他们的孩子比有丈夫的还要多。
Yeah, those women without husbands, they have more children than those who have
husbands. 为神家培养出这么多大能的勇士。
And they raise up precious, mighty vessels for God's house.
你看何寿恩教师没有结婚，他培养出黎托森，培养出王师王展，这么多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
Like missionary Barbers, she never got married, but she raised up children like Watchman Nee and others.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的角色一定要在主的面前要很清楚知道，孩子不是你的。
Therefore, we ought to know clearly our children do not belong to us.
是神赐给我们，交在我们手中的。
They are gifts from God, and then they are commissions from God.
而且不止这些。
Not only so.
要为自己养，也要为神家养啊。
Not only that, we'll raise for them, but we raise them for ourselves, but also for God's house.
而我们在养孩子的时候，不光是一个管家的心态。
So when we raise our children, we're not only stewards.
所有在培养孩子的事情上，一定需要舍己，一定需要十字架。
In all of our raising children, we ought to sacrifice ourselves and bear the cross.
那孩子们，我也希望我们刚刚看这些录影带，只问到这些妈妈们最高兴、最安慰、最快乐的时候哈。
So when we saw the video, we saw the happiest, the most touching and precious moments of the mothers.
那顶多问到最辛苦的时候，还没有问最痛苦的时候。
But the video did not ask them what is the most painful moments.
我相信没有一个父母的这个痛苦，不是因为孩子们不能够了解父母的心。顶撞父母，违背父母了。
I'm sure most parents, the most painful parts is that children will go against them. They will not understand.
他们再辛苦都可以。
Otherwise, the physical efforts were nothing compared.
当孩子不孝顺的时候
，when children were disobedient.
当孩子羞辱、辱骂父母、违背父母的时候，那是对父母的心是最伤的。
When children disobey, dishonor, or even rebuke their parents, that is the most painful and hurtful.
所以我们在台湾传福音的时候，很多人以为基督教是不孝顺的，因为不准祭祖。
When we share the gospel in Taiwan, a lot of people misunderstood, thinking Christianity teaches people not to honor their parents because we don't offer sacrifice to the parents when they.Pass away.
我都跟他们讲，世界上没有任何一个宗教，没有任何一个国家教育孩子该对父母的孝顺胜过圣经的。
But then I always tell them, there's no doctrine and no nation that would teach their children to honor their parents more than the Bible.
凡咒骂父母的，要治死他。
Anyone who rebuke their parents shall be punished to death.
请你们告诉我，有哪一个国家、哪一个宗教有这么严格的要求？
Please tell me, is there any religion or there any nation that is so strict?
你凭什么资格去咒骂那位生你、养你、为你流泪、为你舍命的那位父母亲？
What right do you have to rebuke or even scorn the one who gave you birth and raised you up, your parents?
在神的眼中是不能容忍的罪。
Because in God's eyes, it is not something that can be tolerated.
所以基督徒决定孝顺父母的。
So Christians will honor their parents.
因为在背后有太多的牺牲、太多的爱、太多的舍己。
Because there's so much sacrifice, so much love behind.
但是另外一方面，我也希望我们在座做父母的。
But yet, on the other hand, I hope we parents
在对孩子的事情上
when regard our children,
我们不是只是用天然的爱来爱他们。
We don't just love them with our natural love.
我们一定要照着神的这个爱，照着圣经的教训和警戒来养育他们。
That we ought to bring them up with the teaching and admonition of the Lord.
是要真正为他属灵的好处的。
That we shall consider their spiritual benefit.
是真正为着他的利益，他真正属灵的利益，我们在这里舍己才有价值。
That we ought to sacrifice ourselves for their spiritual well-being.
爱不是占有，不是自私。
To love is not to take possession. It's not to be selfish.
圣经上有一个大家很熟的故事，我想小朋友都很熟。
There's a story in the Bible that we're all very familiar with.
有一次有两个当妈妈的跑到所罗门王面前。
Once, two mothers came to King Solomon.
因为他们两个住在一个房间，他们都生了孩子。
Because they both lived together, they each had a baby.
其中有一个妈妈半夜睡觉的时候，把她的小 baby 给压死了。
了。
And one of the mother at the middle of the night rolled over and then killed her baby.
她趁着另外一个母亲在睡觉的时候，偷偷把孩子换过来。
While the other mother was sleeping, she switched the baby.
等到那个真正的妈妈早晨醒来的时候，发现孩子死了，然后更发现这个孩子不是她的。
So in the morning that the other mother woke up and then discovered that this is not her baby.
然后她就跟她争说那个孩子是我的。
So they started to arguing.Whose baby that live baby is?
那个人就说这个是我的。
And then the other mother said, "This is my baby."
所以他们两个吵到所罗门王的面前。
So then they had this dispute, and they brought the dispute before King Solomon.
所罗门王听他们两个在那边变来变去，就说停下来。
So the King Solomon heard them argue about each other, and then.
既然你们都说
okay, stop.
都是你们的。
Since both of you say that this live baby is
yours. 他就叫旁边的卫士拿刀过来，砍成两半，一人一半。
So he ordered the soldier come over and then cut the baby in half. Each one gets half of it.
然后有一个就说好，这样子大家公平，一人一半。
And then one mother says, "Okay, then that will be fair."
然后另外一个母亲就哭起来了。
But the other mother cried.
她说不要杀他，给他，我宁可希望他活着。
She says.Don't kill the baby. Don't kill the baby. I rather that the baby stay alive.
所罗门马上就知道谁是真正的妈。
Then King Solomon immediately knew which one is the real mother.
哪一个
？Which one？
所以你们都有所罗门的智慧。
So you all have the wisdom of King Solomon.
所以这个故事好像是在夸所罗门。
This story seems to be a praise, a compliment to King Solomon.
但是这个故事也告诉我们什么叫做真实的爱。
But yet, this story also tells us what is true love.
真实的爱不是占有，不是要照着我的自己的方式，我的喜欢，我来拥有它。
A true love is not possessive. It's not according to our own ways.
而是我为了他真实的好处。
But yet, it's for his well-being.
所以以前有一个很有名的作家，他生下来就残废。
There was a very famous writer. He was born on.
那他手脚都不灵光，可能都非常就是完全畸形的。
So he was born disabled, very defective.
当他有一次，他一个朋友来他家看看他们。
Once his friend came to visit him.
就发现这个孩子大概才将近三岁左右，在那边很辛苦的穿衣服，用嘴巴咬着，用头顶着。
Okay, and this visitor noticed that this disabled child was trying very hard, struggling, trying to put on his clothes.
然后他妈妈站在旁边看着。
And then the mother just stood by the side.
哇，这个朋友看着实在是很过不去，你怎么会这样子不帮你的儿子呢
？So this friend couldn't stand it. How can you? Why can't you help your son?
你怎么忍心让他这样子不帮他呢？
How can you have the heart not to help him?
那个妈妈说：“我就是忍着心在帮助他呀。”
And the mother says, "I am helping him."
我帮他能帮多久？早晚有一天我要走的。
Because how long can I help him? Sooner or later, I'm gonna leave him.
我要让他勇敢的去面对他的人生，去接受这个事实，自己能够独立起来。
But I want him to be bold to face this world and take challenges so that he can be independent.
那今天的中国父母完全不是这个样子养孩子。
But today, Chinese parents are not so.
弟兄姊妹，那不是为他们真实的好处。
But that is not for their true benefit.
我们在这里甚至替孩子们做 homework。
Some parents even do homework for their children.
为了拿更好的成绩。
So that they can have better grades.
以前有一个美国姊妹去拜访她的朋友，发现她在帮她12岁的女儿收房间。她说：“你知道你在干什么吗
？”So once an American sister went to visit a Chinese mom and noticed that this Chinese mom was cleaning up for her 12-year-old.
女儿十二岁了，你还要帮她叠被，帮她收房间，你在害她。
She says, "What are you doing? Your daughter is already 12 years old, and you're still cleaning her room. You're actually doing harm."
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们为了讨好孩子们，我们纵容她，放纵她，这不叫爱。
Sometimes we want to please our parents, our children, that we spoil them. That is not love.
不忍心刚才 Amy 在那里讲，对不对？她将来用各样的方法可以打她孩子哈。
Just like Amy says, she when she becomes a mom, she will discipline her children with all kinds of disciplines.
I support you.
I support you.
你没有东西来跟我借。
If you lack of some things, come to my house and borrow.
圣经上说，不忍心用杖责打孩子的，就是害他。
Because the Bible says, if you spare the rods, you are actually doing harm for your children.
弟兄姊妹，我们要照着主的教训和警戒来养育这个神交在我们手中的。
Because we ought to bring them up with the teaching and admonition of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要随从这个世代的潮流，好去跟别人攀比。
Let us not follow the trend of the world and to compare with each other.
别人学什么，我的孩子也硬要学什么。
We don't have to send our kids to every activity.
别人去怎样的学校，我就硬要去那个学校。
And then our children don't have to go to same schools of others.
弟兄姊妹，最关键的角色是做父母的。
The most important key.It's up to the parents.
我们要常常为自己的孩子祷告。
We ought to pray often for our children.
刚才于师母交通到，如果再来一次的话，她会每天为孩子祷告。
Pastor Nancy just said that if she could do it again, she would pray for her children every day.
我们现在是孩子都走掉了，我们才开始每天为他们祷告。
Now we are empty nesters, and but yet we pray for our children every day.
我们从前也不是没有，但是像现在就是很自然的每一天。就要为着他们都成家了，都还有自己的孩子了，我们还是为他们祷告。
It's not that we never pray for them before, but now they're already adults. We still naturally pray for them every day, even though they're already parents.
因为从这个世界经过太可怕了。
Because it's such a dreadful journey in this world.
这个世界越来越可怕。
And this world is become more and more terrible.
我们一定要用祷告来保护他们。
We ought to protect our children with our prayers.
我们要用祷告，让我们里面有智慧、有力量、有主的恩典和话语来教育他们。
We ought to pray for them so that we also have the wisdom and strength.To teach and help them.
所以我们不要学这个世代的潮流，只注重他的学术成就。
So let us not follow the trend of the world and only look at the academics.
有一个妈妈碰到另外一个，说这两个都是你的孩子啊。
Once a mother meet another friend and said, "Oh, these are your children?"
哦，他说是这个五岁的是律师，那个三岁的是医生。
And the mother said, "Yes, the five-year-old will be is the lawyer, and the three-year-old is a doctor."
从小就已经把他们朝那个方向来预备了。
Because the mother already shaped them and then walked them toward that direction.
但是为什么没有一个基督教的母亲会想说这个将来是军尊的祭司啊？
But why is that? There's another mother says, "Oh, this will be a holy priest."
或者这是侍奉神的人。
Oh, this is a servant of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要在主面前求主帮助我们，还要珍惜神所给我们的。
May the Lord help us so that we will cherish what the Lord has given us.
只有十八年。
Only 18 years.
真正在你眼前就是十八年。
They will only stay with you for 18 years.
一定要好好珍惜每一个日子跟他们在一起的。
Cherish every moment that you can have with them.
十八年之后，基本上他们就走了。
After 18 years, basically they will leave.
假如
，What if, suppose
每一个孩子
，Every child
到了十八岁之后
，When they reach 18 years old，
都要带到哈佛孟贝海外一个迈尔的地方，把它丢到海里去。
That they will all be brought to Half Moon Bay and be thrown into the ocean.
好，游了回来他就活，游不回来他就死。
If they can swim back, they will survive. Otherwise, they will perish.
请问你会不会在你的孩子十八岁以前不教会他游泳的
？Do you think you would try all your means to teach your children how to swim?
十八岁你把他送出去读大学去了。
So 18 years old, you send them to college.
外面是一个更可怕的海。
And that is a dreadful.Even more dreadful than the ocean.
世界的王用各样的方式来诱惑他们，要吞灭他们。
Because the prince of the world is trying all means to try to devour them.
那我们预备好他们了没有
？Are they ready? Have we prepared?
弟兄姊妹，所以这为什么如果让我重新当爸爸的话，我的后悔比于师母更多。
So that's why, if I could do it again, then actually I have more regrets than Pastor Nancy.
在预备我孩子的身上，她做的比我多太多了。
Because she has done so much more than what I.Did to prepare our children.
这是我的亏欠。
That's my shortcoming.
同样的孩子们
，and also children.
你们也很快就会离开家。
You will leave your house soon.
而且你的爸爸妈妈很快就会老了。
And your parents will age quickly.
今天是母亲节，我跟于师母说：“哎呦，这是这么多年来你第一次母亲节，家里面是空的。
”Today is Mother's Day, and then this is the first time. This morning I told Pastor Nancy, this is the first time that we are empty nested.
这个孩子们很快就走掉了。
Our children will leave us soon.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个不光是走掉，我们的发现我们自己都变老了哈。
Not only our children will leave us, we also will grow old.
很多的能力，很多的自信啊，很多的这个从前可以做的事，现在发现都不行了。
We will gradually lose our confidence and strength, and that we could not do the things we used to do.
那今天早上我们赶，然后都已经要出门了。然后于师母说：“哎呀，糟糕，电熨斗忘了拔。”
that this morning we were trying to rush out of the door, and then Pastor Nancy remember, oops, the iron is still plugged in.
我说真的吗？他说真的。
Then I said real for real, and she says yes for real.
我要急着赶来教会，然后又要讲道，所以我说好好好，我就赶快冲上来，跑到楼上去，然后果然是插座把它拔下来。
So quickly I went upstairs and.Yes, indeed, the iron was still plugged in, so I unplugged the iron.
然后我再看了一圈，他有没有犯其他的错？没有哈，我就跑下来。
Then I look around if there's anything else that she made a mistake and then stay plugged in. No.
然后我平常都开 local 的，如果来不及我就开 highway， 所以我就啊跑 highway， 正要上 highway 的时候，他又说：“哎呀哎呀，糟糕糟糕，又有很重要的东西忘了带。
”So and then just as I was decided that I was gonna get on the freeway, and Pastor Nancy says, "Oh, I forgot another very important thing."
我说那个重要吗？他说重要重要，非带不可，非带不可。
I said, "Is that really important?" She said, "Very very important. I have to have it."
我说我来不及了，他说真的很重要。
But I told her I'm running out.The time, and she says it's really important.
要我平常我就急了，我甚至就不高兴发脾气了哈。
Usually I'll probably get upset.
我赶快跑到下一个路口 ，make a U-turn 回去。
So, but then I just took the next exit and make a U-turn.
然后我已经多走一里路了，他还叫我走第三里路。
I thought I already walked extra mile, but she asked me to walk the third mile.
他说你可不可以帮我跑上去拿
？She says, "Can you go upstairs and get it for me, please?"
啊，所以我就这个六十岁的老人，啪跑到楼上去帮他找东西，拿下来又跑下来。
Imagine this sixty-year-old man running upstairs and then getting downstairs.
啊，我下楼我都很小心，怕我一个踏空滑下来，现在老花眼好厉害。
And then I had to be very careful, I was afraid that I might fall off the stairs.
然后路上开车的时候
，While I was driving,
他说：“哇，你今天都没有不高兴啊。”
And she said, "Wow, you didn't get upset today."
那我就拍拍他。
So I patted on her.
我说：“今年你这么辛苦的当妈，我不生你气了。
” Because you being a mother, and then that's a hard job, so I won't get upset with you.
他们真的很辛苦哈。
Yes, it's a hard job.
啊，这些小毛病真的算小事了。
So these are just little things.
Compared 他们后面所花的代价。
Compared to all the effort and price that they pay.
尤其现在常常回到家都空空的，对不对
？Especially now when I go home, the house is empty.
我那天跟我们教会的这个年轻夫妇没有孩子的以灵团契说，现在我们两个想加入你们以灵团契哈。
Just like the other day, we told a young couple without kids group, say, "I think we want to join your group."
他们没有邀我也去了。现在。
Well, I would just go without being invited.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前好好的珍惜当母亲的角色，当父亲的角色。
So let's cherish, being the role of being a mother.
但是我更要重要的还是要跟孩子们说，看你的母亲。
But what's even more important is that we want the children to behold your parents.
以弗所书第六章第一节到第三节说到，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right."
要孝敬父母，使你们得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth.
哥罗西书三章二十节不仅仅讲要听从父母，说到要凡事听从父母。
Not only that you ought to obey your parents, but Colossians chapter 3 it says, "Obey your parents in all things."
而且说到这是主所喜悦的。
It is well pleasing to the Lord.
所以我们总结在一起，就是神叫我们听从父母，而且凡事上听从父母。
So the conclusion is that God wants us to obey our parents and in everything.
一方面说到是理所当然的。
Yes, it is right.
也说到是神所喜悦的。
And it is also pleasing to the Lord.
而且神喜悦到第一个地步，他说这是第一条。带着应许的诫命。
And God would be so pleased that the Bible says this is the first commandment with a promise.
所以你们要知道，这在神的眼中是多么重要的一件事情。
So this is so important in God's eyes.
不管你父母亲怎么样对你。
No matter how your parents treat you.
我们在主的面前要学习信任，要学习顺从他们。
We ought to learn to trust and obey them.
我们要在主的面前要孝敬他们。
And we ought to honor them in the Lord.
神非常在乎这件事。
Because God really cares about it.
如果我们不懂得孝顺父母，
If we do not know how to honor our parents,
我们不可能在神的家中成为别人的祝福。
then it is impossible for us to become blessings to others in God's house.
因为这是神给我们设立在地上第一个关系。
Because that is the first relationship that God has ordained on earth.
就是父母和儿女的关系。
That is the relationship between parents and children.
如果这个关系不属灵、不健康
，If that relationship is not spiritual or healthy,
你所有其他的属灵东西，它其实都不够真实。
Then all other spiritual things are not real.
所以弟兄姊妹，我希望我们在座的你，现在可能也已经当爸爸妈妈了。
So I hope all of us, maybe you're already a parent.
在我们养孩子的里面，我希望我们更能够体恤到，如果父母还存在的话，我们一定要孝顺他们。
So when we raise children, we get to understand our parents even more. So if our parents are still alive, we ought to honor them more.
神在乎这件事啊。
Because God really cares about it.
我在这里列的箴言里面特别讲到孩子对父母该有的态度。
I listed some proverbs from the scripture, the attitudes toward our parents.
我没有时间细讲，但是我们把它走一遍，好不好？
We'll just walk through them.
你不可以离弃你母亲的法则。
Do not forsake the law of your mother.
或是离弃母亲的指教。
Or the teaching of your mother.
愚昧之子叫母亲担忧。
A foolish son is a grief of his mother.
愚昧人藐视母亲。
A foolish man despises his mother.
当你在看不起你妈的时候
when you despise your mother,
神就看不起你，神说你是个愚昧人。
God is despising you because you are a foolish man.
愚昧的儿子使父亲愁烦，使母亲忧虑，那忧苦。
A foolish son is a grief to his father and a bitterness to her who bore him.
杖打和责备能够加增智慧，放纵的儿子使母亲羞愧。
The rod and rebuke give wisdom, but the child left to himself brings shame to his mother.
嬉笑父亲，藐视而不听从母亲的，他的眼睛必为谷中的乌鸦啄出来，为鹰雏所吃。
The eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it.
当然这是作者形容的说法哈。
Yes, this is an exaggerated description of the author.
不然我们中间很多人早就瞎眼了。
Otherwise, a lot of us would be blinded by now.
请你们特别注意到几个关键的字。
Please pay attention to some key words here.
不可以离弃。
Do not forsake.
母亲的教导。
The law of your mother.
不可以叫母亲担忧，不可以藐视，不可以让他们愁烦，不要让他们忧苦，不要让他们羞愧。
Do not cause grief or sorrow or bitterness.Or shame to your mother.
决定不能藐视、嬉笑他们，决定不能不听从他们。
Never mock, scorn, or disobey them.
所以我在这里总结起来，我弄三个点哈，我们很快的把它做一个打结。
So I come up to three points to conclude this message.
第一个要心存感恩来孝顺父母。
First of all, honor your parents with a thankful heart.
你要记得他们真的为了养我们花了多少的功夫。
To remember how much effort they have put in to raise us up.
这个不信的话，你将来养孩子，你第一个想到的就是自己对不起当初的父母。
If you don't believe it, wait until you have your own children. Then the first thing you will remember is that.You owe to your
他们需要牺牲多少的睡眠，多少的享受，多少可以 relax 的机会，为了照顾我们，为了陪我们，为了喂养我们。
In order to spend time with us, to take care of us, they have to sacrifice so much of their time and their sleep and their enjoyments.
他们需要忍受我们很多没有礼貌、我们顶撞、我们的不顺服。
And they have to bear with our disrespectful attitudes or our disobedience.
一定要懂得孝顺父母。
We have to honor our parents.
什么叫做孝顺父母？
What does it mean to honor our parents?
你能够体贴他。
If you try to understand.
能够顺从他。
Obedient.
能够尊重他。
And respect them.
能够认真地找方法去讨他的喜悦。
And try ways to please them.
帮父母做做事情。
Maybe do something for them.
有时候常常坐在他们面前跟他们讲讲话，谢谢他们。
Or sit with them and have a chat and thank them.
Openly, 打开嘴巴。真的用话来表达你对他的谢谢。
Open our mouths and really express with words our gratitude.
以前我在基督教的杂志上看到一个文章，他讲到他到圣诞节他去帮他爸爸妈妈买礼物的时候。
Once I read an article from a Christian magazine that this person went Christmas shopping for his parents.
他听到隔壁走道有一对年轻的夫妇在对话，在讲话。
And then he heard a conversation of a young couple. next to him.
那个女的对男的说，她说你爸爸最喜欢那个 boat 的模型，船的模型。
And then the woman said to the man, your father likes the boat model.
她说你看这个好可爱，你要不要买给他？
Look at this one, it's so cute. Do you want to buy this for him?
她说她就听到她儿子在那个男的在那边回答说，看了一下价格啊，30多块，太贵了，他不值得这么多钱。
And then this person overheard the man says, wow, this cost $30. It's too expensive. He's not worth that much.
那个作者难过到他气得都想跑过去骂这个人。
And the author who overheard this conversation was so grieved that he almost wanted to rebuke the man.
把你养大，不要说花多少钱，那个心力，那个痛苦，那个代价，30多块，你居然说不值得哈。
This person who raised you up, not even talking about the money, but all the efforts and all the hearts that put in, and you say he's not even worth $30.
孩子们，不管你现在多大，只要父母在，找机会去向他表达孝顺。
Children, as long as your parents are still alive, try find all the opportunities to thank them and honor them.
如果他们在中国，常打电话给他们。
If they still in China, call them often.
现在你们的这个 communication 的 tools 这么多，我们以前写一封信，一个礼拜才收到的。
Now you have all these media and communication tools. When it was our time, we would write a letter and it would take a week to reach them.
对不对？所以弟兄姊妹，我们用方法来安慰父母。
So let's try all means to bring them comfort.
第二个，心里面要存着敬重来听从父母。
Secondly, obeying our parents with a respectful heart.
要学习顺服他们。
Learn to obey them.
要学习尊重他们。
Learn to respect them.
我的家是一个家教很严格的啊。
I grew up in a family with a strict family teaching.
任何长辈只要进到房间来。
As long as there's an elderly person coming into the room,
晚辈必须全部站起来。
And all the juniors will have to stand up.
一定让位置给他们。
Will give them the seats.
回到家第一件事情，不准进房间，先去找到长辈，说爸爸妈妈，我们回来了。
So when we come home from school, the first thing is not go to our room, but to find the elderly and say, "Mom and Dad, I'm home."
我的爸爸连我们有六个儿子的时候，他下班第一件事情直接进我奶奶房间跟他请安。
My father, even when he was a father of 6 children, after he comes home from work, he would go and greet my grandmother first.
今天这样子的东西已经在这个世界里面慢慢褪去，没有了。
Nowadays, such family value is started to fade away in this world.
爸爸妈妈进了房间，孩子翘着二郎腿，还在那边吃东西喝 Coke， 可甚至连个招呼都不打。
When parents come to the house, the kids would just enjoy their eating and not even say hello.
孩子们，那是世界，那是世界，在神的家中做神的儿女。
Children, that is the world, that is of the world. But when you are in God's house, be children of God.
懂得尊重父母亲。
Learn to honor and respect parents.
神一定祝福你。
Because God will for sure bless you.
懂得孝顺父母。
Honor your parents.
将来你的孩子才可能孝顺你。
Then in the future, your children will honor you as well.
希望我们好好都在主的面前学，我们都差太多了。
Let us learn this lesson well. We all fall short.
于先生，我把于师母介绍给于波波、于妈妈的时候，我再三提醒他。
So when I first introduced Pastor Nancy to my parents, I kept reminding her.
在我们余家绝对不准对父母亲讲你。
Because in the you family, you're not supposed to say you to the parents.
真的是很严哈。
It's very strict.
只能讲爸爸妈妈。
You can only say爸爸妈妈。
不能讲你怎样，你怎样。
You cannot talk to them and say you should do this, you should do that.
我们小的时候都是被管出来，上门理你。
Because whenever we say, oh, you said this, another will say, what are you talking about?
有时候我爸爸拿我哥哥的笔，我哥哥那个四哥，他说，那个笔是我的。我爸爸说什么你的我的，你还是我的。
Once my father took a pen from my fourth brother, and then my fourth brother says, oh, that's my pen, and my father says.What are you talking about? Yours or mine? Everything's mine.
我前阵子看到一个母亲那个照相说手机没电池了，要跟她儿子借，硬是不肯借。
Once I saw this mother, her phone run out of battery, and she tried to borrow the battery from her son, and her son just would not let.
那她儿子那个还不是儿子的手机，也是她爸爸的手机的。
But actually, it's not her son's cell phone. It's.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界越走越远了。
But this This world is getting farther and farther away from God.
不要回到我余家，回到任何一个人，回到圣经。
You don't have to follow the you family or any other family, but follow the scripture.
我自己家有很多地方要改的。我现在当父母，我不会那样子的要求。但是我们要回圣经。
Yes, there are still a lot of things to be improved in my family, but we ought to go back to the Bible.
第三个，心存谦卑，效法父母。
Thirdly, to imitate our parents with a humble heart.
我们这一代的父母亲花很多的代价跑到美国来。
Because our generation, we spent a lot of effort to come to America.
我们的语言不像你们年轻的这一代这么好。
And we do not speak English as fluently as you do.
我们从小生长的环境不像你们现在这么舒服。
Because we did not grow up in a such comfortable environment as you have.
在我们手中可以为我们效力的这些工具，这些电脑啊什么，不像你们，完全不像你们。
We did not grow up with all these electronic tools as you have.
如果你们多懂了一点。
So maybe you understand them a little bit more.
你们比较 creative， 这真的是你们的长处。
Yes, you may be more creative, and that is your strength.
但是我们在主的面前一定要谦卑下来。
But we ought to be humble before the Lord.
你只要想一个问题。
Just think about one issue.
如果我跟我爸爸妈妈角色对换的话。
If today I get to reverse role with my parents.
我的爸爸妈妈可能比我不知道好多少倍。
Then my parents might become much better than what I am now.
如果我是他们的话，
If I were my parents,
要什么没什么。
That we grew up with.
在学校读书，一大清早四五点钟要起来扫厕所，为了赚一个小时两块钱。
That when we were going to school, we had to wake up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to work as a janitor in order to make some money.
我们在上一代的父母经过多少的战争战乱。多少天没东西吃没衣服穿他们更伟大。
And our parents, even older generation, they have gone through so much war time and then famines and difficult times. They are even greater people.
当我是他的时候我能做得到吗
?If I were them, could I have done the same?
那像我的母亲只有初中毕业。
Like my mother, she only went to middle school.
可是我觉得她里面对主的爱她的生命是我望尘莫及的。
But yet, I could never catch up.With the love that she has for the Lord.
我知道我跟她交换的话，我不可能那个样子。
I know that if I exchange role with my mother, I could not have done.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们在主的面前，我们一起都谦卑下来，哈。
So let's all humble ourselves before the Lord.
我在说心存感恩，孝顺父母。我们一起念，好不好？中文。
Let's review again, Chinese and English.
第一个，心存感恩，孝顺父母。第二个心存敬重听从父母第三个心存谦卑效法父母当尼希米在重建城墙的时候尼希米记第三章有一句话一再出现个人对着自己的房屋修造
in the chapter 3 of Nehemiah it says everyone builds aThat section of the wall facing his house.
一面来说，我希望所有的父母亲要好好的照着主的话，把自己的孩子、把自己的家弄好。
So I hope all parents, according to the Lord's teaching, will take good care of our family.
另外一方面，我们要有一个 broader view, 一个更大的一个 picture. 我为什么要这么做
？Yet on the other hand, we ought to have a broader view and vision. Why I'm doing this?
如果我们不是因为被神摆在一起，不是因为有仇敌要来伤害我们的儿女们的话
，It's because God has put us together because there's an enemy that's trying to harm our children.
我自己在我家前面造一道墙干什么？
Otherwise, why would I just want to build a section of the wall in front of my house?
当每一个家都把自己盖好的时候，整个城墙出现了。
But yet, if every family built their section of the wall, then the city wall would appear.
神家跟世界有分别界限，不一样了。
Then there would be a separating boundary between God's house and the world.
里面的人都安全了，被保护了。
The people inside would be secure and protected.
见证出现了。
And there would be testimony.
所以尼希米记第六章讲到，当大家这么做的时候，城墙。完成了 ，not a gap， 一个缝隙都找不到。
Therefore, in chapter 6 of Nehemiah says, when the city wall is completed, there's no gap.
所以一面我们要好好的做好自己的家。
Therefore, we ought to take good care of our family.
一面我们要有整体教会的观念。
And yet we will have this vision of the church.
整个教会起来征战。
And the entire church will rise up and fight the battle.
这是一个危险的时代。
Because this is a dangerous generation.
需要我们一起起来保护我们的下一代。
We ought to rise up together to protect our second generation.
来维护神。 神家的见证。
And to protect the testimony of God's house.
也希望我们每一个人在神量给我们的关系上。
And I hope that in all of the relationships that God has ordained for us.
一方面，我们特别珍惜神摆给我们的角色。
That we will cherish the roles that God has given us.
和周围家人的关系。
And also relationship with our family.
另外一方面
，On the other hand,
我们也要为着神国神家培养下一代。
We ought to raise up next generation for God's house.
让我们成为彼此的祝福。
That we will become blessings to each other.
我们只唱一节诗歌。
Let us sing one stanza of
634首。
Song 634.
Make me a blessing.
Make me a blessing.
让我成为祝福。今天不管神量给我们的角色有多少个。
No matter how many roles that God has given us.
希望每一个角色。
I hope in every single role.
我都成为别人的祝福。
That I will become a blessing.
不要光只有今天去跟妈妈说妈妈节快乐。
Please don't just say to your mother, Happy Mother's Day today.
孝顺是我们的生命，是我们的见证。
But honoring our parents should be our life and testimony.
应该是我们每一天的生活。
That ought to be our daily life.
我们只唱第一节。
Let's only sing stanza one.
唱完以后，我们副歌再 repeat 一次啊。
And then we'll repeat the refrain.
我非常喜欢它结束的时候。
I especially like the ending.
他不光说 make me a blessing.
Not only that, make me a blessing.
他说 make me a blessing to someone today.
But make me a blessing to someone today.
所以当我们第二遍在唱副歌的时候。
So when we sing the second time.
所有的孩子就唱 make me a blessing to my mom today.
Then all children please sing make me a blessing to my mother today.
做丈夫的当老爹的 make me a blessing to my wife today.
And all the husband will sing make me a blessing to my wife today.
那你还没有结婚还没有孩子的没有关系 make me to be a blessing to someone today.
If you're not married and have no children and say make me a blessing to someone today.
来我们来唱。
I sing to them.
诗歌说到有很多人正在忧伤正在那里痛苦
Yes, there are a lot of people in sorrow and pain
在那疲倦困顿
And they're weary and harsh
很可能就是你的母亲
It could be just your mother
所以当我们在唱这个副歌的时候
So when we sing the refrain
中文英文都可以
We can sing in Chinese or English
请所有的孩子走到你母亲旁边去
We ask that all children will walk to your mom
谢谢她
To thank her
我们一面唱一面走过去好不好
So when we sing, let's go to our mother
Make me a blessing 为了我们中间所有的母亲，我们献上感谢。
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for all the mothers here today.
我们每一个人希望在你的眼中都成为才德的妇人。
That everyone will become a virtuous woman.
不仅仅他们的丈夫依靠她。
Not only that their husband will trust them.
不仅仅他们的丈夫从她得到所有的好处
that their husband will get benefit from her.
也让所有的 儿女都起来称赞她
that her children will rise up and bless her.
称她为有福的
and call her blessed.
丈夫们也来称赞她
and even husbands will bless her.
虽然才德的女子很多
yes,
都有你超过一切
yes, many daughters are do well and yet you excel them all.
主啊你祝福他们
Lord, bless them.
我们也为着教会所有的属灵父亲所有的属灵母亲也祷告
We also pray for all the spiritual fathers and mothers at God's house
你继续祝福他们
That you will continue to bless them
为着神家培养更多合用的器皿
That they will raise up more precious vessels for God's house
也让我们每一个人里面都有这样子的心智
That every one of us will have this kind of heart
我们不是只养育自己肉身的孩子
That we will not only raise up our natural children
我们愿意为着神国神家培养更多敬虔的后代
That we will raise up more godly generations for God's
我们谢谢你
Thank you, Lord
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray all this in Jesus' name
Amen
Amen